Alrighty. What is popping, you guys? You know who it is. It is your boy, Keith Fit. Oh, man. Hold on. It's something special right now, man. It's something special. There's two things special right now, all right? Now, for the real ones that's been with me, been with us since season one, since the very first episode, it's been a minute. But I want to reintroduce my mans, huh? To the left of me, as always, it's my boy, my business partner, my partner in crime, my weightlifting buddy, huh? The myth, the legend, Lil Money!
What's up, dog? What is up?
What is due, dog?
Man, it feels great to be back here with you, bro.
Man, it feels real good, man. It feels real
great.
Good to be. Yeah. Hell yeah. Feels great to have you here, man. For real. It feels, man, spectacular, bro. Like, I know the viewers is interested. They want to know what. They're like, we heard season one. The real ones heard season one. And they're like, yo, Keith Fit, Lil Money was killing it. Then all of a sudden, something happens, right? And we end up diverging apart. You know what I mean? So I want to definitely use this. This is the episode one of season four, The Return. And the reason why it's called The Return is because it's The Return represents you and I reuniting, man.
Absolutely.
And we about to get the ball rolling and continue to keep it rolling. But during the time that we were separated, bro, man, let's dive into that a little
bit.
Good,
man.
For the viewers, man, listening in. Because they're, like, probably curious. Like, So let's talk about what happened. Now, it definitely was no beef or none between you and I.
Never.
No conflict. So, like, it wasn't that. It was just, you know what I mean? Paths diverged. You know what I'm saying? So when I went my way, right, I had moved to Columbus, which was a pretty great distance away from where we were unified at to begin with, which was, you know, Cleveland area. And so when I moved away to Columbus, it made the connection to do a podcast really difficult, you know what I mean? And so we just had to roll with the punches. And for me, before you get to saying how you felt, Lou, for me, it was, I didn't want to stop the grind, you know what I mean?
I wanted to
keep it active, man, because the viewers were still listening in.
Got to get it done.
And we got to get it done, man. So season two was cool. Season three was cool. But, dog, it ain't the same. If Luke Money ain't to the left of me, man. So, during that time when I moved to Columbus, bro, how was that for you, that transition?
Well, I'll tell you, man. Let me just say this. We back.
We back.
Let me just say that, dog. We back.
You better say that shit.
But no, honestly, dude, it was a battle, man. It was hard. It was like, man, do I continue to keep doing what we were doing?
Right.
Or was this it and now we have two different lives?
Right.
So with me, like, you know, thinking about it, man, and texting you every day, bro, every day to reassure you, to reassure me.
Yeah.
To, like, yeah, don't stop.
Yeah.
Don't stop. So when you keep telling me don't stop, guess what I'm gonna do? Not stop. You know what I mean?
Not stop.
For, like, people out there, and, like, this is for, you know, just general talking or whatever, future talks or whatever, like, everybody has two options.
Right.
Get it done or fail.
Or fail. Or like, fail. Man, go ahead.
So when me thinking about it, man, and for the viewers out there, if y'all don't know, I am a father now.
Let's go. So, hold on. Yeah, let's go, huh? So, big dog.
So, with me having my daughter, you know, I'm like, now the hustle's there.
Right.
The
right.
hustle's there, bro.
For sure.
There's no giving up.
For sure.
No looking back. Now we have just me, God, my best friend, my daughter, my family.
And you know what, dude? I love that. Go ahead. The hustle's there.
So, like, the grind was there. Waking up early, going to bed late, hustling, making sure everything's cool.
Right.
Making sure that I'm even putting you to work, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Reaching out,
like,
right,
we gotta
right.
give each other homework.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, so now since we have this grind now.
Yeah, it's a serious grind.
Yeah, bro. So, like, now since we have this grind and we back.
Yeah.
Your hustle, my hustle, we put it together now. And now look how much opportunities, man. Man, you want to tell them what's coming, bro?
Yeah, hold on. Before I tell them, get to telling them
man,
what's coming, bro.
Man, I'm just too excited, bro.
I feel you, bro. But before I get to telling them about that.
We going to keep them on their toes.
You want to keep them on their toes?
Let's keep them on their toes,
Keep them on their toes, man. But I do know one thing. You said something, a few key points that was, like, valuable in what you were saying. You know what I'm saying? You struggled at first, right? The struggle at first. That's adversity, right? So, people, for the viewers listening in, we just gonna drop some gems as we rapping, bro.
Like we do.
And you, like we do. Huh? And you dropped a few gems, man. So, I just want to touch back on them real quick. That's adversity, right? So, when we're going through life, different things is gonna present themselves to you.
Yes, sir.
Obstacles. And it's not the fact that the obstacle is there, is more so, what are you going to do to get through the obstacle?
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, readjust if you got to readjust. But overall, do whatever it takes. You, Lou, was talking about how you had to readjust, you know what I'm saying, to the distance between us. So, you began to stay in communication. I know because I was on the other end of that.
And that's the same
phone,
thing for you,
bro.
Man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we had to
do what we had to do.
Put pressure on each other.
Exactly. To stay locked in, stay focused, keep communicating, and most importantly, never lose sight of the vision.
Mm.
At some point along that journey, the vision was starting to fade. Is it, you asked the question, I think you stated just not too long ago, you asked the question, is it over now? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Is it over now? And it's like, I felt that kind of way too, but at the same time, what we need to understand and what we did understand, what we began to understand is, just because things may not be seeming to go the way that we had first planned when we first laid out our goal, and thought the path was going to be as smooth as we had hoped for, doesn't mean that once the adversity presents itself, that the path won't realign. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we was diverged for a little bit, and it felt like we're walking down the path, this one path, moving forward, and then the roads just break apart.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm in Columbus, you're in Cleveland, you're doing your thing, I'm doing my thing. But because we stay connected through cell phone and communication constantly, eventually, I think like 2-3 years now later.
Yeah.
Huh? We
back.
Reunited, baby, huh?
But just to add on to that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not over until you make it over.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Say that again,
so
bro.
Like, it's not over until you make it over.
For real. Like.
Like I said, you have two choices, bro.
Got two choices.
One, I'm doing it. Straight hustle.
Yup.
Two, I'm tired. Excuses. It's not working out.
It's not
I'm dropping,
out.
Bro. Dropping.
Right.
But the opportunities, man, that people don't understand is out there, bro.
For real, for real.
Like.
For real.
Come on now. The non-believers are our enemies.
Yeah.
So what do you think? We gotta make the non-believers
believers,
bro. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
All that
for
opportunity
real. And
people seeing it. People
that's
seeing
huge.
It.
That's huge. You know what I mean? People are seeing it, and that's through us. But let's go deeper, right? Because the viewers listening in are doing whatever it is he or she may be doing, and they have goals set for themselves.
Achieve them,
right? Achieve them. That's the message, bro. That's the message right there. You know what I mean? Gem drop. You know what I mean? Make the non-believers believers, man.
That's it.
Not everybody's gonna root for you. And at the end of the day, what you had said, Lou, and this is real. At the end of the day, the only one that can possibly stand in your way is you. It's either I'm gonna wake up and get after it, or I'm gonna make excuses and say I'm tired, I'm going to bed, I don't got the time, kids drove me crazy, wifey, hubby, auntie, mama. There's so many excuses out there, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, the only one that can push those excuses to the side and make sure something gets done is you. You know what I mean? And you just got to strive for it. And because me and Lou remained locked in mentally as we were facing the adversity, difficult, we couldn't even produce podcasts anymore, not together. We began to create, keep moving forward, regardless. Lou hit the gym harder than ever. You know what I mean? He done got right. My dog was getting right. He done elevated. He worked to become a certified personal trainer out here. What? Come on now. He's grinding. There's other things to get done. He's meeting new people, making awesome connections, growing, developing. Hold on. You too, dude. What? We both did eventually. Throughout that journey, we did meet up a time or two or three or four. You know what I mean? Like, we filmed the movie, Workout Partners, streaming on Tubi TV. Check it out. It's a comedy. Workout Partners starring Josh Cribbs, me, Keith Fit, and my boy to the left of me, as always, Lou Money, is in the film. Check it out. It's hilarious. Y'all gonna love it. And that was filmed during the time that I had moved to Columbus. And Lou Money remained in Cleveland, in the Cleveland area. So we was able to do that. Then we stepped on a stage together as and spoke. I think we had like an enormous audience we had, crowd we had, ain't it? We went backstage for that one and came out. Mm-hmm. Yup, that one. Yup. And go ahead, we're motivational speakers and was able to connect on stage for a speaking event. And that was right during the time of COVID and stuff. Yeah.
Man, even on my part.
Yeah.
I talked to kids at school.
Yeah.
We moving up, in yeah, schools now. All these plants and seeds that we planted, now they're growing, bro.
Now they're growing, bro.
And that's for the viewers, man. I actually wrote this down when you were gone.
Yeah.
In Columbus, bro.
Okay.
I wrote this. Couple paragraphs I like to tell you.
You wanna, okay, go ahead.
Tell you and the viewers.
And the viewers listening in. Well, we are all ears.
And we, you know, I just wanted to just vent, man. I feel like the topic's hot.
Right,
and I'm gonna
right.
keep it rolling. You know
for
what
sure,
I mean?
For sure. Drop that fire, bro.
Man, all right. So what does everybody want to become? Successful, right? Everybody
right.
want to become successful. But only a few come out because they were getting it done while you wanted to play your video games, hang out, you know, kick it with the peeps. But you can't expect things to just be handed over to you.
Okay.
Because if everything was handed over to you, you would become successful.
Right.
Anybody would do that, right?
Right.
Everyone has to have something they needed to get done. Elevate the mindset, open your eyes and ears, and listen around. Once you start getting things done, individual, that and want to know, how can it get done?
Mm.
Once people start, so that right there means,
yeah.
Once they start seeing you becoming successful as an individual, they want to
know how they get it done.
Exactly.
How? Right. That raises the question. Okay, right? I like this.
You know, work for them. Get it done. You will be distracted. You will feel like nothing is going to change. You're going to be fighting yourself. But all we have to do is keep moving forward. There is not a time on getting it done. But if you're not going to put 120% in every day, then what are you working for?
What are you working
for? What are you getting done? You know what I'm saying? That's, so that's what I wrote right there, man.
Dude, that's...
It's like, I just wanted to touch base
on that.
Because that, it's fire,
right,
bro.
That is fire. And it's a huge message within that. You know what I mean? And I'm glad that you brought that up. It's a huge message within that. And the viewers listening in, you don't hear them. I don't hear them. But they're glad you brought it up, bro.
Right.
Look, it was a powerful message. At the end of the day, I think within there you discussed pretty much what that breaks down to is, like, everybody wants to be successful, and they're looking for the easy way out.
Exactly.
Right. But there is no easy way out, because if there was, we'll all be successful. We'll all just be successful. It's going to take some energy and effort, mm-hmm. right? That's what the viewers needed to grasp on, too. It's going to take some energy and effort when acquiring your success. And now when we say success, we're not necessarily talking about $1 million.
Right.
Right? We're talking about success.
Small goals, man.
They could be anything.
Think of this, bro. A baby.
Right.
Keeps walking.
Yeah.
Learning to walk. Falls down. Gets back up.
Right.
Falls down. Now, once that baby able to take 4, 5, 6, 20 steps now, guess what? That right there is a small goal, bro.
That's a small goal right there.
And guess
there.
What everybody around is doing? Cheering.
Oh, exactly.
My God.
Going crazy.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad you brought that up, bro.
They walking now.
Yeah. Because now that's a good representation. That's a good representation of what it is. You know what I mean? Small steps. But notice, when you said that, the baby fell a time or two and still kept getting up.
Didn't quit.
Never quit. It's like, you know what? I'm about to walk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so when the baby got to walking, right, the excitement, the cheers, and everything else, viewers listening in, my dude Lou Money dropped the gem, man. Y'all need to put that in y'all back pocket or something.
Here's this too, bro.
Talk to me, man.
Let me say this. If you can see the vision and you're talking about it, then why aren't you working for it?
Right. Right. Put some action behind it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because words, what they say? Talk is cheap, right? Talk is cheap. Unless there's action behind it.
Man, Keith, you told me this before, bro.
Yeah.
You told me this. You said it's like a cycle, right?
Right.
And I could be mistaken from world to world.
Okay.
But it said you take your actions. What comes with your actions? Your feelings.
I do remember
what comes after your feelings. You know, like effort or something. And at the end, it was results.
And it was results. Right. It was,
But, like, just that little cycle, man.
Yeah.
It was a four cycle.
Thoughts.
Your thoughts.
Actions.
Yes. Your feelings.
Emotions. Or is that the feeling? I don't know.
But it was just dope, like that. I couldn't remember from world to world, though.
Yeah.
But, dude, you said that in, like, season one.
I do remember that, I forget how it went, though.
And it carries out.
It does.
So, for the viewers tuning in.
Oh, thoughts, feelings.
Why don't you encourage.
Actions, results.
That's what it was.
Okay.
So, to the viewers, why can't you guys and, you know, you, Keith, myself, why don't we keep moving forward and encourage others? Let them know, hey, if you're believing it, you can achieve it.
Man, look.
You know what I'm saying?
Look, I can't speak for everybody else, right? I sure can't speak for everybody else. But one thing I do know is, Lou, when we first embarked on this journey, that was our main goal off rip.
Exactly.
For the past, I want to say, dude, 4 years? We've been doing this for 4 years, dude. 4 years. We've been doing just that, spreading positivity.
But it's been a blessing, though.
It's been a blessing. It's been a blessing because it's the biggest blessing is just becoming a blessing. Just knowing or having somebody, like the viewers listening in, we don't know who's listening to it. But something that we're saying to them in this conversation is going to resonate with them. They're going to use something that was said within this conversation right here that's going to empower them to take them and guide them and push them to taking that first step needed along their journey towards their path to their success.
And that's all it is.
That's all it is,
you just have
man.
To take that step.
Right.
But just remember what comes with that step. Feel. Distractions. The outside coming in.
Right.
The viewers looking at you differently. The negative talks.
You know what we call that? A whole lot of noise.
Mm.
Yeah. And so when that noise comes in, like you're saying, it's going to be all types of stuff. But when that noise comes in, recognize it. Put your headphones on. Stay tunnel vision.
You know what I call it?
What's that?
I call it a buffet.
A buffet?
You know why?
Oh, well, talk to me, bro.
Because I'm still going to be eating for my goal.
Hey, you know, straight up.
You know what I'm saying? I'm still going to be eating, bro. And it's no matter how much food.
Hey, for real.
I'm still going to be eating to get to my goal.
Still trying to eat to get to this.
And all it is just negative talks, man. That's all it is. That's because they're not doing it.
Right. Right. And you know what I mean? That's what it is. And haters, man. And they be around. You know what I'm saying? They always around. They never not around. The haters. The haters are the ones that, you know what I mean, want to see you do good, just don't want to see you do better than them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do get a little elevation going on in your life, they'll be the first ones to say,
you know what's crazy?
You can't do that. Let me pull you back down. And do whatever I can to pull you back down so you don't reach elevation.
The greatest example, man. LeBron.
Yeah. LeBron. Talk
when
to me,
he
bro.
Went, everybody loved him, right? Oh,
yes,
my
sir.
God. He in Cleveland, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
He leaves to the Heat. Mm. What does all the haters do? Bone his jersey.
Yeah.
Call him names.
Right.
You know what LeBron did, bro? LeBron won rings.
He won
with
rings.
With Miami.
Exactly,
and then,
bro.
And
exactly.
Then, and then yeah. He comes back to Cleveland.
And then he says, you know what, haters? I'm back. And wins us a ring. Yes, that's a good example.
That's
bro.
What it is, bro.
That's it. And that's it. You know what I mean? And we all got the ability to win rings in our own way. You know what I'm saying? We got our own special rings. You may not be a basketball player, but you might be good at something.
Everyone's good at something.
Everyone's good at
Everyone
something.
Everyone has a talent.
Exactly.
It's just, are you going to walk to that talent?
Exactly. Yeah, right.
So that's for the viewers to, you know, dive in, listen to this question. Ask yourself, you are talent. You have a talent.
What is your talent?
What is your talent? And how are you going to work with that talent?
Exactly. And how can you use that talent to elevate yourself along your journey?
Man.
That's all it is. You know what I mean? Some people can cook. Those who can cook, guess what they're doing? Selling food.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can cut hair. Guess what they doing, bro?
Cutting hair.
Some people can dribble a basketball. They dribbling a basketball. You know what I mean? It's whatever your yeah.
Put your mind to it.
Yeah. So you gotta look deep within yourself. So they say it's weird to talk to yourself, man. But having conversations with yourself. In the mirror, that man, that woman in the mirror, that person that's looking back at you, you need to be...
That's you.
That's you. So have those conversations, those positive reinforcing conversations with yourself, those uplifting conversations. If you can't, if you have obstacles in your life, like trying to, or things you want to accomplish, goals, want to stop smoking, talk to yourself. You need to only you like nobody's gonna feel you more than you. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you versus you.
You versus you always. If you look in the mirror and you say, I want to go to the gym, or dang, I don't look the way I want to look and I don't feel the way I want to feel, talk to yourself. Go to the gym. You look yourself in your mirror and you be like, dang, I'm stressing a lot. Talk to yourself and guide yourself to meditating or going to counseling. Push yourself, motivate yourself, get yourself out of whatever rut you're in, you know what I'm saying? But only you have the power to do that. And that's you versus you. No lie. That's what me and Lou Money been doing. Like, and I'm not saying like we masters at it or anything like that, but I'm saying like because of we understand what was done within our own lives, we want to use that and share that with you guys to encourage you all to do the exact same thing and let you all know you have the ability to do the exact same thing. Like every Saturday, Lou, we got a freaking radio show, bro. Come on, nah.
Yes, we do.
That's what happens. We just following our dreams. And I'm saying you guys can too. If you're listening.
You wanna let them know where they can tune in?
Yeah, for sure. Hey, matter of fact, I'm glad you said that, bro. Yeah, matter of fact, every Saturday, right? Every Saturday at 9:30 a.m.
The times might change, so stay tuned.
Right. And we'll stay that on another pod. We'll inform you guys on a time change on another podcast. But right now is 9:30 a.m. Every Saturday, you are going to go to www.nostatic.radio.net. So, I'm going to say it again, my bad. www.nostaticradio.net. And you're going to go there, tune in, we'll be on there live.
Feel free to call in, too. We'll take call-ins, too, man. Tune in. We got it, man.
Any questions y'all have or anything, we'll answer it.
Mr. Fit.
Come on now.
Mr. Fit.
Come on. Mr. Money. Huh?
You know what time it is, I feel like?
What's that?
Let the viewers know now. It's that time, dog. I'm excited, bro.
Let's go. You excited,
bro? I'm excited. Tell them.
I don't fucking know. I don't know, bro. You talk to him. I don't know what. Tell me what.
Upcoming events, bud.
Oh. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for putting me in the right ballpark. Okay. All right. Bam, check this out, you guys. So, stay tuned. Y'all been tuning in. We're picking things up, right? We're picking back up where we left off. That was really valuable within this conversation of is the main thing is just never give up. You know what I mean? Adversity is going to present itself. Just don't give up. So, our paths diverged. We back reunited, and we're picking up where we left off. We have an upcoming event. It's March 26th of 2024, out in Cleveland. We're going to be doing, going to the homeless shelters, giving back to the homeless, recording live videos, having a good time. We also have April 5th through 7th, we're going to be going down to Cleveland. We have at the IX Center, we have a big event down there in the IX Center. We're going to do what we do best, you know what I mean? Take over, rock it out with, of course, the team at No Static Radio. So come on in, stop by, show some love. We're going to be down there shaking hands, kissing babies, taking pictures, doing the thing, you know what I mean? Then we got another show coming up. I forget the date. I think sometime in March. I'm sorry. The next show is December 3rd. December 3rd out in Cleveland. We will be doing a Toys for Tots event. You know what I mean? A Toys for Tots event, which is going to be epic. That's when we're really going to be shaking hands, kissing babies, huh? We partnered down there with Rapid Wrestling. So make sure y'all come through, check us out. Not to mention, there's plenty more to come, huh? We got big, big things coming, huh? Big things. We not around here playing no games. We around here doing the dang thing, you feel me? Hey.
Right.
And so you guys can do the dang thing too. And we encourage you guys to do the dang thing. I think the other event out in March is supposed to be a cage match. I don't have the exact date. I'm going to have to holler at you guys later on that once I get the exact date or get updated on the exact date. But we're going to have a live Rapid Wrestling cage match. And the guest speakers who are going to be speaking there at that event is yours truly, Keith Fit and Lou Money. And we're going to be holding it down, doing some more, shaking hands, kissing babies, having a good time, man. Signing autographs and everything. Come take a picture with your favorite duo, huh?
With your boy Keith Fit.
And your boy Lou Money, huh? Come take a pic with us, man. Let's get it, man.
Well, what it comes down to, man, to the viewers, is we want to just spread the positivity, man. Spread the love. Let everybody know, like, you're special. You're talented.
Yeah.
Like, don't count your days.
Right.
Let the days count you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Like, live life
to the fullest,
man. You know what I mean?
Don't count your days.
Why you count your days when the days should be counting you, man? Like,
exactly.
Fulfill your dreams. You
fulfill it.
You guys,
I like that.
You guys
are like that shit.
You guys are like looking at social medias and stuff, man. Like, I wanna be them. I wanna.
Right.
Like, you can. Why do you wanna be someone else when God blessed you to be yourself?
Exactly. And so it shouldn't be a whole situation where you're actually wanting to be somebody else. You should stop saying that to yourself and just say, I want to be the best version of me. And if this individual who you're watching, as most individuals do, along their journey leaves a trail of footprints that you can follow, and that'll take you along that just same exact journey as well, but this time it'll be you instead of them.
Mm-hmm. Love yourself. Be yourself, man.
Right.
Just, that's what we here for.
Right.
We want to just
encourage
and show you guys and pretty much basically be there for you guys so you guys can achieve what you want to achieve.
Right. Inspiration. Our main focus for real is just applying motivation, inspiration, touching hearts and souls around the world in a positive manner. We want you, like my brother said, we want you guys to be the best version of y'all can be. And we're hoping that by listening into our podcast, you're able to pick up gems and use those gems and add them to your life. You know, we're in here chilling, chopping it up, having a good time, but the conversation has been very powerful. You know what I mean? And so with that, if we had more time, we would wrap to y'all a little bit longer, man.
We would love to,
but
that's why we gotta keep you on your toes.
Exactly.
Cause you know, tune in for the next episode.
Hey, tune in for the next episode, baby. This is season 4, huh? The return. We are here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Y'all have a very, very, very blessed day. And we're going to holler at y'all later, man. And before we go, I just want y'all to know, or we just want y'all to know, we love those that love us. And if you don't love us, it's cool.
But guess what? we still love y'all.
Hey, let's get it. Still love y'all, man. Let's get it. Until next time, we out.
Peace.